Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, we got Breezy's big movie review of the movie Insidious. Today, it's my turn.
Spooky. So this is supposed to be the scariest movie based on science.
That's right. It's TPXY, 98PXY. Corey James and Breezy. Yes. So Insidious, I think was number two by this study. And the movie that I watched, Sinister, came in at number one. And the way they figured this out was by hooking people up to heart rate monitors while watching the film. And then seeing who had the highest resting heart rate. And Sinister came in at number one. So, okay. Had never seen this before. Breeze, would you like to give the rundown of the plot here?
Absolutely. So, like we said, scariest movie. And Sinister is based on a true crime writer, Ellison Oswald. And he's in a slump, and he hasn't had a bestseller in more than 10 years. And is becoming increasingly desperate for a hit. So, when he discovers the existence of a snuff film showing the deaths of a family, he vows to solve the mystery. He moves his own family into the victim's home and gets to work. However, the old film footage and other clues hint the presence of a supernatural force, and Elson learns that he is living in a house that may be fatal.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. This was released October 12th, 2012. Not high scores. I was kind of surprised by this. Insidious didn't have very good scores either, Breeze.
I know. So that's why I'm confused as to like how it ended up being the scariest, mm-hmm. if a lot of people didn't really like the film.
Yeah, we'll get to it. 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb, 63% on Rotten Tomatoes, 53% on Metacritic, 85% of Google users liked this movie. So a couple of things about it. I did a little digging into it after watching it, just out of curiosity. So this was actually inspired by a nightmare that one of the co-writers had after watching The Ring from 2002. Literally, one of the first scenes in the movie is exactly what was in his dream. Okay. So there's going to be some spoilers here. If you haven't seen it, sorry. But basically what happens is, as Breezy mentioned, this guy is a crime writer and he hears about this family that had been murdered. However, the entire family wasn't murdered. The one child was missing, right?
Okay.
And the family that was first murdered, they were hung from a tree. Another tidbit that I learned about this was that, again, very first scene of the movie, jumps right into it. Apparently, stunt people were nearly killed filming that scene because the stunt coordinator for the film screwed something up and they were actually being hung. It was not something went horribly wrong. That person was fired, by the way, and thankfully nobody was hurt. But, like, first scene of the film, and, like, that's
right out of the gate, yeah. Things aren't looking good.
And all of the films of these snuff films are filmed on Super 8, which is an old filming process. Actually, Kodak gets a shout out for this. They used Kodak was huge with that.
Okay.
But it gives it a grainier, different kind of feel to it. And they shot it actually on Super 8 cameras. So what ends up happening is Ellison, this writer, he discovers a box in the attic of this house that he moves into. And it has all of these old Super 8 reels. And it has the video of the family that used to live there before them, and it's like it's a bunch of these videos. There's a series of them basically where it shows just families doing normal family stuff, throwing a football in the yard and, you know, playing on the tire swing and that kind of stuff. And then it cuts to them being murdered in various ways. So the people hanging from the tree was the first one. There's one where the entire family is chained in their car and the car is set on fire. There's one where literally they get run over by lawnmower. Like, it gets pretty, it's disturbing stuff. And the fact
that
it's
so gruesome
that it's filmed in the Super 8 gives it an extra grainier kind of feel. It is gruesome for sure. But interesting fact, they tried really hard to make this movie PG-13.
What?
Yeah. So
there's no way.
There's very little foul language. There's no sex in it. And it's gruesome, but a lot of it's implied. They don't go full force on it.
Okay.
And I think that's partly some of the G's.
Like, it's tasteful.
No, not that it's tasteful, but it's, they cut away. They do a lot of different tricks to not necessarily show you everything.
Okay.
Which I think is part of the genius of this film, because of the fact that our minds can come up with scarier things than anyone can put on film. Like, us in our own heads is the scariest thing that there possibly is, right? So I think leaving a little up to interpretation sort of thing lets you play mind tricks with yourself. And I think that's very, 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 very creepy. So again, this was voted as the scariest movie ever, right? Sinister. And I was definitely afraid the entire time.
What is your scare level?
Right off the bat.
Of this movie?
This one, I've talked about it before. You're uneasy the entire time, right? There's this tension the entire time. Because there's not a ton of moments in it where it's just terrifying stuff on screen. It's a lot of the jump scares. And that's some of the criticism of this film, by the way, from a lot of people, is that it's kind of these old tropes from horror movies, right? And they rely on that. And some people called it lazy. But I don't know. I thought, like, even with the music, like, it just sets the tone. And it's always, I don't know, it's kind of creepy. I said before, my palms and feet were sweating while I'm watching this. By the way,
we're sweating.
Middle of the day. It wasn't even at nighttime. I was
very
home alone.
Light out.
But I really liked this film, Breeze.
Really?
I did. Yeah. A lot of it was, the plot is great. It's very, very interesting. It sucks you right in.
Sure.
Because there are supernatural elements that end up getting in play here. With all of the murders, there's always one child that's left, right? That is gone missing after. And he becomes essentially a detective trying to figure out, like, what had happened and what has gone on. And it turns when he is introduced to the idea of this pagan deity that's steals the souls of children. A child soul eater is what he's described as.
Sure.
The kids in the movie refer to him as Mr. Boogie. He's the one who possesses these children.
Okay.
Right. And again, spoiler alert, the twist on this one is that all the children that go missing, they're the ones that have committed the murder.
Oh.
Because they've been possessed by this demon, essentially.
Okay, so this, like, really does essentially line up with Insidious.
Yeah, kind of.
Because actually the producers who did Insidious, and Paranormal Activity also did Sinister.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, that so makes they're sense. They're all in the realm, because I'm seeing a lot of parallels to the movie review I did yesterday of Insidious.
So fast forward towards the end of this movie, after all these weird, creepy things happen, all these jump scares, the creepiest jump scares, his kid popping out of a box, screaming bloody murder, and doing this weird bend back thing. It's I think one of the most famous jump scares from the movie, and just screaming, having a night terror. It comes to the point where he sees that the children of the murderers, because he gets an extended cut. This is kind of funny. They have an extended cut reel of all of the different murders, and it shows all the kids there doing it, basically.
Really?
And then the twist on this one is that he is obviously next, his family is next, and his little daughter murders them all. And then
the demon takes her kids away. Like, the kids.
That's a big thing.
There's
though.
An
That's
element a, with children.
It's creepy.
That
kids
just
are creepy.
Make it so, it takes it from like a 5 to a 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of creepiness
so
levels.
Creepy. Oh, yeah. For sure. Trust me. I've been looking at my kid a lot differently after watching this. Like,
you're like, Mason,
you,
I can't trust you.
Would you
like,
murder me with an axe? So, Sinister, I'm giving it a rating of 4.25 popcorn buckets. So pretty strong.
Wow.
I was uneasy through the whole thing. There was good jump scares in there. I liked the plot.
Now I want to see it.
It was interesting. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I watched it on Amazon Prime. It was 99 cents. So Can't beat that. Ethan Hawke was incredible in it. He played Ellison Oswald, the true crime writer. All in all, the music was really, really good. The only thing, and this kind of plays back to something I said before, was that they were trying to make it PG-13, so they weren't trying to go too over the top. The only thing I could say to improve would be if maybe it was like a little step further in the gruesome aspects of it.
Corey's like, give it all to me.
Basically, there.
Someone just texted in saying they're getting chills just listening to you talk about this.
Yeah, it's creepy. Oh, it's great. You're going to watch it, Breeze?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm spending my entire life savings on renting movies.
It's 99 cents. Come on. You can.
That's honestly the cheapest one I've ever
for sure
come across.
I would recommend it. Worth a watch for sure. Sinister. I don't know if it's necessarily the scariest ever, like it's being billed as, but it's creepy. It's up there for sure.
All right. Thanks, Corey, for that. That was awesome.
Hey, happy to. Remember, tomorrow around this time, we will be getting Brennan Summers back on the show. A little double dose of Brennan tomorrow because he will be giving his review of It 2. He gave us his review
spoiler,
of the remake, by the way.
It 2 is not as good as It 1.
Yeah, I know I said that too, but we'll see. We'll see what he has to say. That is coming up tomorrow. Speaking of Brennan, we'll jump in with him next. Time to get a little update on the news. Speaking of scary things, that is on the way.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.